Good evening. Reporting just a few miles from the heart of it all, this is Inside the District. It's Thursday, April 4th, 2024. I'm Jordan Levinson. Here's what's happening. Breaking news from late this afternoon. After a 9-year tenure, Kate Schindel is stepping down as the president of Actors Equity, having decided not to seek re-election next month. The Actors Equity Association is a labor union representing actors and stage managers in the United States theater industry. Per Michael Paulson, the theater beat reporter of the New York Times, Schindel was eager to resume working as an actor, though she also expected to remain active in the labor movement. In an exclusive New York Times interview with Paulson, she said, "All I ever wanted to be was an actor, and it really feels like time to refocus on my own career. I miss singing as much as anything. I want to be in a rehearsal room getting new pages." Schindel had appeared in 4 Broadway shows as an actor before her Equity tenure. Her final day in office is set for May 23rd. And finally today, nominations for the Lucille Ortel Awards were announced this morning, recognizing excellence in off-Broadway theater this season. 2 of the notable nominees can currently be seen on Broadway. Stereophonic, which just began previews last night at the John Golden Theater, was nominated for 7 Lortel Awards, including Outstanding Play. And Hell's Kitchen, now running at the Schubert Theater, is up for 5 awards, including Outstanding Musical. Stereophonic played Playwrights Horizons and Hell's Kitchen, the Public Theater, earlier in the season. Winners will be crowned on May 5th at NYU Skirball. And that's Inside the District for today. Once again, I'm Jordan Levinson. Lights out.